7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Asian for beauty.
Anything you say, Stanley.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Babies, babies, don't be sorry. We're on the Medicine Show.
It's 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. We are a broadcast, podcast, and webcast on Musqueam territory, Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is shared with Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, and Squamish peoples. We're happy to have in the studio quite a nice bunch of musical performers. We're going to keep it a fast pace tonight. Tonight we have Solo Davis, Max Boyle, and Buford and Somerset. So, David Axelrod is playing guitar for us, keeping the flow going with music. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Right on. You can purchase music from David Axelrod at davidaxelrod.bandcamp.com. David Axelrod. Axelrod is AKSELROD. So, Salo Davis. How you doing, Salo?
Hello, how's it going?
Woo! Doing good.
Thanks for having us here.
We've been sort of hyping up to this moment, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. This is great.
It's all good. So, Brazilian-born Canadian artist Salo Davis is set to release his... what is kind of his second EP in May of this year called Fracture, which is a journey of an artist through life and its ups and downs. His record producer Devin Martin of the Metrodome Studios in Vancouver is working with him. This year-long project has been an amazingly cathartic experience for Davis. His debut album called Lifted after that one. So you can purchase Solo Davis music at cdbaby.com. So Google that.
Google it.
Google him.
Google
he's,
me.
He's Googleable. He's Googleable.
If you don't know how to spell it, it's S-A-U-L-O. It's a hard name.
And Davis.
I don't know how you spell
Davis.
Solo Davis, pop rock.
Oh,
Solo Davis, pop R&B artist, has a guitar accompaniment named Tegan Kelk. Singer, guitar, also produces his own music like electronic beats and such. He's from Victoria. How you doing, Keegan?
I'm doing great.
All right. That's yeah, buddy.
We're really blessed to have this crowd tonight. And tonight we also have, of course, Adam Briscoe. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
And with him is his lovely girl, Morgan Berna. How are you?
I'm good.
Any of those notifications on Twitter's messages or anything like that? Nobody's tweeting?
I mean, not yet, but if you guys
tell
would
us how
like
they can do it.
Yeah, if you guys would like to talk to us, comment, questions, anything for the artists or for us lovely hosts here tonight, you can get a hold of us at Van Medicine Show on Twitter. You can also call us. What's the number, Jason?
The number is 604-822-CITR. So tell us about geysermusic.com and how's it spelled?
So I run a music blog called Geyser Music, G-E-Y-S-E-R. We do album reviews, show reviews, interviews, and all that good stuff for the Canadian music scene. So if you are an up-and-coming artist and you'd like to have yourself featured, you can shoot me an email at geysermedia@gmail.com.
Excellent. So please let us know that you're listening. And just go to the computer once and just like tweet us at, it's @@Vancouver...
Van
Medicine Show, sorry. So just let us know that someone's listening out there and that we're, you know, feeling the love and
love
spreading
letters.
It.
Hashtag Van Med Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Love us.
Saulo.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so good.
And so...
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. So what's the first song you want to sing for us?
The first song I think we're going to do, Tegan Hay, is Sail Away.
I think so.
Let's, yeah, that'll be the first song. So this song, Sail Away, is going to be the first one off the album, and I hope you guys like it.
All right.
Beautiful. Saulo Davis.
Crush the diamonds that in our hands used to be love. Scatter them on a bed that's no longer enough. But I need this more than words could say. But I just sit here and sail away. Take this heart and sail away. I'm not begging you to stay. And if our worlds collide, they surely will divide. Thank you very much. Thank you, all you listeners out there.
Saulo Davis, thank you very much. You can continue. All right. Beautiful. Okay. You know, there is, as I've been told, a couple of intersecting roads in Sydney, BC that are called Beaufort and Somerset.
That's correct.
And our next guest, called Beaufort and Somerset, have this name sort of as a growing history in their life, in their as sort of a running theme. So first of all, it was a road. Then their mother brought home a pet animal, and they named it Beaufort Somerset.
A rat.
A rat.
Found and so, on the Skyway.
On the SkyTrain.
SkyTrain station.
Yeah. That is, because I used to have a little pet. We called it Mrs. Fink. Yeah, Rat Fink. yeah, so they lived on a boat, and they would row this little yellow dinghy into shore, and one day they came into shore to get a book, a secondhand book, that they purchased on lucid dreaming. They run back down to the seashore, get on their little yellow dinghy, and argue about who's going to row the thing and who's going to read the book. Now, these guys are twins. Beaufort and Somerset, also named the twin. And, okay, well, the fourth summer, Thomas and James owned the boat named Capriole. After an endless summer of sailing throughout the Gulf Islands, right between Vancouver and Victoria, they converted this boat into an ocean-going recording studio, and they registered a nonprofit society in BC called the Baca Studio. I say Baca because in Spanish, Baca means cow, and you pronounce it with a B, even though it's spelled with a V.
It also means the center hall of the trimaran. Like, it's a Polynesian term for it.
And that makes sense right there, right?
That's where we make the music.
That is so cool. And so you guys work with local artists and that are like Sliding Scale or...
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's spelled V-A-K-A Studio Society. Check them out. Under the new release, Beaufort and Somerset will go on to write, record, and debut their album called Saltwater Living. This release followed a 30-day marathon of Baca live tracks. Their lyrics described as drifting through the hulls and down from the rigging of the unique floating studio. James plays clarinet and acoustic guitar. Thomas plays flute and acoustic guitar. Both churn up a swell beat on the djembe and the bongos. Both are loving spouses with ambitions of fatherhood and organic farming. We love you very much. All of this is good stuff. James Keeks. It's Keeks. James Keeks will play acoustic guitar. Oh, did you bring your djembe?
It sits right here.
Beautiful. And Thomas will play flute and acoustic guitar. You bring your flute?
I got it right here.
Beautiful. What are you guys going to play first?
We're going to play our title track. We're going to play Saltwater Living.
Excellent. Take it away, boys. This is the Beaufort. Am I saying Beaufort and Somerset?
That's perfect. Thanks. However you like.
Google them.
Little short on money, but this girl, she is my king. Down with dog and religion in the morning. To her, the universe and God are the same thing. Got dread-like hair from saltwater living. Even though I tried to be mysterious, she already knows I don't take it all so serious. She already knows everything about me. And she build my ego and remind me to let it go. Send me a strength from wherever she goes. Or maybe she'll come, but I already know that I am going to love her forever.
even though I tried to be mysterious, she already knows I don't take it all so serious. She already knows everything about me. Whoa, then came the end. We were headed out in different ways, and now facing a world without her will be a lot less fun. Even though I tried to be mysterious, she already knows I don't take it all so serious. Oh, she already knows everything about me.
All right, just cooking along on the Medicine Show. Beautiful. So, now we have got Max Boyle here with us. Max Boyle is will be playing at the Railway Club North Stage on May 9th with the following bands, the Phonographs and Jesse Rankin Trio. So I want to know, first of all, is Jesse Rankin one of the Rankin family?
I'm going to have to say yes. Yes, he definitely is. Because, I mean, if he wasn't in the Rankin family, why would his name be Rankin? Wouldn't make any sense at all.
Okay, are they Nova Scotian Rankins?
All I know about the Rankin Trio is that their stand-up bass player's last name is definitely not Rankin. It is Rob Landers is the stand-up bass player in that band, and he is the frontman of the band The Phonographs. And then my band is going to be called the Max Boyle Trio. I decided it'd be neat to call it Trio instead of Trio for this show, just to confuse people a little bit.
You know what? It sounds like there's somebody calling through, and we're going to have to get Kelly in here. Can you knock on that door?
Does it sound like that, or does it look like that?
There's a magical door there that answers telephones.
If they are part of the Rankins,
just push.
Just push
right in.
She loves them.
Okay.
So it's the phone
call.
You
can call back in just a few minutes.
Morgan's grandparents say hi.
Got it. I will make note of that.
The whole Nova Scotia family.
Well, I'm from Nova Scotia, so I'm probably a better bet to deliver a message to the Rankin family than this Jesse Rankin.
Please tell the Rankins we love them.
Okay. All right.
I've seen the Rankin family in concert. It's quite a joy. It's quite an experience, people. Can you answer the telephone next time it rings?
What telephone?
This one. See, we have a few. Anyway, so we're moving right along to Max Boyle. What are you going to play for us, Max?
Well, I figured since this is the Medicine Show, I would open up with a song that I wrote a couple years back that has had sort of a medicinal element to it. Yes. I wrote this song when I was, well, for one, completely out of ideas, and also I was going through a lot of, like, as you get older, you got aches and pains, and I didn't know what to write about, so I decided I'd write a song called about my knees that hurt. So this song is called Bad Knees, and it does have a little bit of a beat behind it. So I'm going to ask one of the Keeks twins, whichever one is the best at percussion, to just throw down a little backbeat for me. It's nothing complicated, just sort of like a...
Okay, does anybody watch soap operas? Because this is one of those moments where we say, and all that exciting build-up after these messages. First of all, we're about to go into a commercial break, but we got a phone call for Salo Davis. I'm going to put it on live. Hello, is this calling for Salo Davis?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. Who am I speaking to right now?
My name is Jason. What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Hey, you want to do a shout-out or what?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to shout-out to Solo. We are his biggest fans.
Solo, your biggest fans are on here. Hold on. Here, listen to what they're saying. Say hi.
Hi,
Can you hear them?
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, I love you too. What's going on?
We love you. We're proud of you. We're your biggest fans, buddy.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for calling in. That's really awesome.
Yeah, man, we love your music. Your music is so good.
You're awesome.
Buy an album. Buy two copies. Buy two copies.
I love you guys. That's so awesome. What are you guys doing?
We are just hanging out, man.
Just hanging out, hey? And just enjoying the radio station?
No, but we were listening to your songs, buddy. We love you, bro.
All right.
We're going to have Solo back on in just a few minutes, and we'll be right back after these few minutes. Thank you guys for calling in and giving support. Woohoo! I'm sorry, I'm a little loud. I turned it up for the phone.
Oh, that was nice.
That was...
We be... A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
I'm not one on commercials,
take
here,
that
you.
Commercial.
Take that! I was only obligated.
Sell us stuff.
Jesus, I was only obligated for one commercial, not
that
was
two. Like a dream come true.
I always wanted to do that, right? Pull a commercial! Actually, you know what's really good about the station? It's non-commercial radio, and that was just a public service announcement. Anyway, right back. Right on back. Sure, Max Boyle. Go ahead, Max, and you were going to do the song about medicine,
yeah,
medicinal energy.
Before I start, I'd just like to say that if any of my fans are planning on calling in, I would encourage them to do it right when Solo's about to begin a song.
Solo is A-okay with that.
Yeah, totally.
And we will also put the whole show on hold for you, too.
Call in and say nice things to you, actually.
That would be I would support that as well.
All right, here we go. This song is called Bad Knees.
I got bad knees. Well, they don't help me. Well, I try to take it easy, but I still got bad knees. Well, at first I claimed it was a change in the weather, but the weather's changing and I don't feel better. Gonna head on down and have a doctor take a look at me. I got bad ears, probably from these loud years. And one of my worst fears, there ain't no cure for bad ears. Well, I hear loud ass ringing noises really bug them, and the joy that they're bringing me, man, I ought to hug them. Head on down and say, doctor, what you say to me? 'Cause I got a good heart, it keeps me going when the going gets hard. I got a good mind, keeps me entertained all the time. I got a good soul. When the devil don't gain control of it, a lot of good things going on. But my body needs work if I'm gonna keep on moving on. Keep on moving on.
We got some people in the studio. Maybe you guys could do a little clap. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. Let her rip, Jason. Jason, our host, with the most.
because I got a bad back. Because I treat it like a carjack. You know it probably needs a good crack from a recommended chiropractor. Well, I bitch and I moan about my bones position. I alone, I put myself in this position. Gonna head on down and find a doctor who could work for free. Cause I got bad knees. They don't help me. I try to take it easy. Still got bad knees. I got a good heart. It keeps me going when the going gets hard. I got a good mind. It keeps me entertained all the time. I got a good soul. When the devil don't gain control of it, a lot of good things going on. But my body needs a work if I'm gonna keep on moving on. My body needs work if I'm gonna keep on moving on. Well, my body needs work, body needs work, body needs work, body needs work, body needs na 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 na. Keep on working on it. You gotta keep on working on it.
Do, 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 do.
Thanks, guys.
The kind of
I'm
going
to send that one out to my parents who are in Portugal right now, tuning in at 6 a.m. Portuguese time.
Nice.
I mean, if unless they're sleeping in, it's just totally, they would have earned that the right to do so.
Hi, guys.
Absolutely. You know, they're one people who've earned the right to have a bit of rest, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
People who are parents deserve a break. That's what I say.
True. Well, the other reason is because they live in Nova Scotia and they've been shoveling snow 24 hours a day for the last 100 days.
It's a lot of snow. Oh yeah, no, I know. And the snow's drifts have been so high in Nova Scotia lately. They're like up to the top of the doors. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
No, for sure. Yeah, they have a picture of their house with that exact scenario that you just described.
Yeah, I got one in the mail too. Yeah. My friend lives there out in, you know, near Halifax, and he was sending me pictures of that. So, blessings to all in Halifax. If you can hear us, hello. We're gonna go back to Solo Davis. What's going on, Solo?
Hey, how's it going?
Now's the time for Max Boyle's fan club to phone up.
Yeah, phone on in. Mid-song is preferable.
Please. Ring. We do turn down our ringers, but we'll still take your call. Real quick, what was the last song?
The last song that we did was Sail Away.
And what's this one called?
This one, which one are we doing next, Artigan?
It's up to you, my man.
We could do the Young, Wild, and Free. Let's do that one.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Young, Wild, and Free.
Sounds great. Take it away.
Yeah. And if you're listening, you can dance, you can clap, you can sing along. It's kind of one of those catchy tunes that you might pick up quick.
Sing along, children.
This is too much.
Okay, you don't have to.
Deegan doesn't like the headphones.
Don't worry, I'll make it sound good.
It's like Inception.
And there's a guy in here too with a drum, so if he wants to play, he can. Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah.
You support us all, man.
Write your troubles down in a song and sing it loud. In a word of song or a note of verse, black tinted windows on a hearse. I know I will be young, wild, and free. Cause trouble's like the waterfall, and I'm gonna sing it all. Cause it got me some worries, yeah. Woo. And it got me some troubles. Mm-hmm. Said it got me some worries. Sounds good. And it got me some troubles. Darkness got a hold of me, squeezing me so tight I couldn't breathe. Oh no. But will I get a breath of sanity? Wherever I go, there I'll be. Yeah, cause I know I will be. Woo. Young, wild, and free. Cause trouble's like the waterfall, and I'm gonna sing it all. Cause it got me some worries, alright, and it got me some troubles. Cause it got me some worries, yeah. And it got me some troubles, troubles, troubles. Nice. Let's jam on this a bit. All right. Liking this jam. This is Young, Wild, and Free. My name is Solo Davis. Beside me, I got Tegan Kelk on guitar. He's just jamming out right now, rocking it over here. We got some other guys in the studio playing along. And you can find me online if you want to. Solo Davis Music. Google it up. And thank you very much.
Thanks, Solo.
Extra instruments.
Oh, it's tons of fun.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
And guess what? David Axelrod was playing in the background. Did I say it right, Axelrod?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so they're all jamming together, And we got the guy from Beaufort and Somerset here. It's James, right? James. Right, because there's James and Thomas. Yeah, the Keegan. Did I say, no, wait, no, it's not Keegan.
Keeks.
Right, so I would like to say that just a quick couple of announcements. Kodak to Graph will be at the Fortune Sound Club Saturday, April 25th, 2015. I have two tickets to give away. Call now! Kodak to Graph. That's tickets to the concert. Anybody, just check it out. Let me know if you'd like to come down. My phone number is 604-879-1949. And actually, that's probably a safer bet is just to call this number. So take it down now while I give out my number again. 604-879-1949. Any freak or stranger that wants to call up, call me up. Call me up. I'm so daring.
And tweet us.
And tweet us. For gosh sakes, kids, it's only @ Van Medicine Show. Please have mercy. And if you're going to do anything, you know, get a hold of us and ask us so you can see our videos on YouTube and subscribe so we can get 1,000 followers and do live broadcasting. Anyway, take a listen to this and you can let us know if you want to come and see them. I also want to make a quick announcement about some really serious but really good things. So we all know that living with HIV is not easy. This is the Medicine Show, so I'm going to touch on this for a second. People think you can take some meds and keep on going. While this is a diagnosis that is impactful, health can be declined, and the social stigma is deeply psychologically impactful as well. So AIDS Vancouver helps people living with HIV. They have, May 1st, will kick off their first ever Care and Compassion Month of May. Companies and individuals all over Canada are participating in organizing a third-party event or making an online donation at AIDSVancouver.org. AIDS Vancouver is encouraging anyone to make a donation or organize an event with friends, family, and business networks to help raise awareness and reach our goal of $25,000. This is money that will go directly to AIDS Vancouver programs like their Care and Compassion Fund, which goes towards the meal assistance. They've got a food bank there and care services, health prevention, promotion, and community outreach and a hotline. And they've got all these things like you go in for the... Anyway, they got people you could talk to. Over the past couple of years, AIDS Vancouver has maintained their programs with funding shortfalls and now relies additionally on individuals and businesses to help them and help those living with HIV. Please consider supporting their programs, assisting those living with HIV and memories of those who have passed before us. If you'd like to host your own event or donate to the program, their team of volunteers can assist you in what might work out as a team builder or on an event during the month of May. The opportunities and fun are endless. If you don't have time to do an event or would like to greatly appreciate it, we would greatly appreciate it if you make an online donation at aidsvancouver.org/donate. These businesses offer great services and items for sale with the portion of the proceeds being donated back to the AIDS Vancouver. 100% of their proceeds go to the AIDS Vancouver, and I think there's like 10% from the Opus Hotel event, Theater Cares, and Pure Float, amongst others. So let's get back to the fun stuff, the music. What do we got going? Somebody calling? Oh, well. Oh, no, they could have called for the tickets. Okay, call back. I have my ringer down for the mercy of the show, kids. Okay, so let's move right along back to Beaufort, Somerset. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Shout-outs to family, friends, and potential fans? The girls that you might be marrying when making children with?
I already married mine.
Oh, yes.
She lives in India, she's not.
That's far away.
She's coming soon. Thanks for making that announcement about AIDS Vancouver, by the way.
Absolutely.
I worked closely with them before, and an amazing organization, amazing group of people. Support them.
I think what they're doing is totally amazing. And what they do is they take people, because AIDS can and these things, they shovel people into a place where they become poor because of their situation, and then they help people with those things that are really difficult. It's bad enough everybody in our culture gets the short end of the stick if you're not a billionaire. So, these people help people who are, sliding between the cracks. That's good.
We've got a
We got a fiance on the phone who wants some tickets. Uh-oh.
Fiance, are you there? Oh, lovely. Let's put you on live. Hold on. Hold on. Say hi. This is supposedly my new fiance. How you doing? Wait, hold on. You're here?
I'm here.
Yay, yay. Say your name.
I'm Nina.
Hi, Nina. How you doing?
Hello, darling.
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you a fan of some of these groups tonight?
Yeah, I'm a fan of all of them, especially Buford and Somerset.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And so do you have a favorite song, or have you heard it yet?
Well, actually, it's still coming up. You got to wait a little longer, I think.
Okay. All right. And thank you very much for calling in, Mina. This means a lot to us. You want to, if
yeah,
you got time.
You guys are having a great night.
Well, feel free to tweet us, too, you know, and interact and that type of thing. We are also on Facebook at you know, Vancouver Medicine Show.
Yes.
She
sure.
She wants some tickets.
Do you want the tickets?
I totally want the tickets, yeah.
Okay, so what we got to do is you got to, after the show or through the dudes here, we're going to hook you up with the tickets after we got off air, okay?
Sounds great.
We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, Mina.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night, guys.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yay, so let's follow that up. What do you think she was talking about? Do you guys have the idea?
Which song?
Yeah, the song she wants to hear.
Yeah, well, we're going to do one, we call it The Legion, and it's, okay. This one's inspired by a Robert Service poem. Jake was actually trying to memorize this poem, The Men That Don't Fit In, for a Talk girl up. 1 year.
Instead we wrote our own. We wrote our own poem and turned it into a song. But yes, it is inspired by that Robert Service poem. I forgot about that.
Beautiful. Well, I'm really enjoying having a couple of twins who are so tightly connected play such synchronistic music, so I want to hear more. Go ahead.
Oh, cool.
There is a group of men that history forgets, but their tale is told in rhyme. They are the legion lost to the last regret of the ones they loved and the ones they left behind. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The job was far for the flanking guard, but the enemy she must burn 3 days in the morning, yes sir. So off they set to the mountain's crest, for to spy her there in the valley far below. The road was hard on their bones and hearts, so they shrug for to keep up the color, yes. And they sing for to keep up the color. We are the Legion. Proud, no rest, no rest, for we're duty bound. We are the Legion. Proud, no rest, no rest, for we're duty bound. Until the truth slipped out of the scout's own mouth, and it fell with the weight of iron. Oh, men, we are a legion lost. Best cut to your cross, for the end is near, and it's here we meet our maker. And we are the legion. Proud, no rest, no rest, for we're duty bound, yes. We are the Legion. Proud, no rest, no rest, for we're duty bound.
All right, Buford and Somerset.
Googleable. All right. So lots of fun so far, Max. Are you going away? Want to play us a song? How you doing over there?
Doing well. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
His fiance, they called Nina. She's a chiropractor.
So. Oh, really?
You mentioned that in your previous song.
That's true, I did. That line changes every time I sing it. Yeah.
I like that.
And since writing that song, I actually have seen a chiropractor, and he was great. He was great.
They're pretty super, aren't they?
But I think the most helpful thing that I've done since writing that song and realizing, well, if I have a song about my back pains, I should probably do something about it. The main thing that I've done has been just getting into yoga more.
Nice.
Yeah, yoga has, I think, been more helpful than... Chiropractor had some interesting effects. And I go to see an RMT every couple of months. She's amazing. Her name is Rory Perrier. She's a practicing RMT in Vancouver. I would highly recommend her. But if you guys don't mind, I would like to play... Oh, did you want to say something, Jason?
No, I just wanted to know about when you do meditation, do you do deep breathing, or is it all about stretching, or what kind of meditation is that you could share with us?
I don't know much about meditation, to be honest.
I mean the yoga, sorry.
The yoga that I do is very, like, it's very practical. At this point, I'd say, like, in the last year since I've been doing it, I've probably in total been to about 15 to 20 classes, and they've been different styles, but I'm always doing it from my own needs. Like, I'm listening to the instructor, but I'm also I'm thinking about myself and my own body and where I want to...
So you customize it, kind of.
Yeah, sort of. I mean... I try to keep an open mind, and I certainly respect my instructors as much as possible. But at the same time, it is stretching and breathing, and I've been stretching and breathing for 32 years now. And
I guess that would help with the singing lung capacity.
Yeah.
Right on. What's the name of the song you're gonna do?
Well, this song is it's a brand new song. I finalized it about a month ago, but. I just wanted to tell you, Jason, that in my little break there, I saw a little Facebook message from my parents, who are actually awake in Portugal right now. They're on their little trip, and they tuned in, and they said it sounds pretty nice. They said it sounds great.
Thank you so much to your parents.
Yeah, David and Margaret Boyle over in Portugal.
David and Margaret?
So last time I went to visit them was over the holidays, last Christmas, and I had just bought this guitar, and I had it with me, and... Every day they heard me playing this riff over and over again.
And here we go.
I think that riff came with the guitar because I had never played it before I got the guitar. So this song came built in with the guitar. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. When you buy a new guitar, it seems like it just sort of comes with at least one song, right? Like you just...
Yes.
It just comes with one. If it's a decent guitar, it's got a built-in song. And this is that built-in song that came with this guitar.
Sounds great. What's it called?
It's called Something Nice.
Beautiful.
It's kind of a love song. It's not very jammy, unfortunately, but let's see how she goes. So it goes like this. Heart metaphors. I prefer to just throw the damn thing on the floor. To watch who might trample the pieces and who might feign to ignore
sit back patiently, waiting for more. Sit back patiently, waiting for more. Sit back patiently, waiting for more. That's plain to see. Every year of my life takes me three. But my heart grows crazy and I believe that it's all worthwhile. Taking your time, develop your style. Take your time, develop your style. Taking your time, develop your style. I want to tell you that I love you, and that's all this is. Why do the words I know best seem to die on my lips? Well, I've uttered these phrases a couple times now in my life. It ain't nothing to do with finding yourself a wife. Let's just be something nice. Can we be something nice?
Remember that one, Mom and Dad? I played that riff about 1,000 times. But I still can't do it.
Well, something about you really reminds me of now. Like nothing that's not in between us matters anyhow. Might just burst in flames, or we might just sit still, soak it all in and never be filled. Soak it all in and never be filled. Soak it all in and never be filled. Well, I just want to tell you that I love you, and that's all this is. Why do the words I know best always die on my lips? I've uttered this phrase a couple times. times in my life ain't nothing to do with finding yourself a wife. Can we be something nice? Be something
going on over there. Everything good? Any tweets? Anybody tweeting?
Let's hear it from our co-host. What's new? What's new on the Twitter feed?
I need to update my parking.
Okay. I wanted to know about the boat and what's it like recording with waves against the side of the boat. You guys, so Beaufort and Somerset has made this recording studio on their boat, and it is quite a social thing because of it is a nonprofit organization. So yeah, how does that work, and who takes advantage of these resources? We want to know the details.
Well, last September we did 30 live tracks in 30 days,
and we had local musicians.
Yeah, we did a lot of them ourselves.
We're waiting for the community to grow. We started the Vaca Studio Society when
2012.
So it's been a number of years already, but it's slow growing. It's a seasonal thing also. Boats are not fun in the winter, I'll tell you.
And so how do you, when you're doing a recording, does the sound of the waves add to the ambience, or do you block it out, or how does it work?
Oh, it's in there, and the seagulls too, yeah.
Beautiful, I can imagine. So that's under Beaufort.
That's the Vaca Studio Society.
Vaca Studios, and that's V-A-K-A.
That's right.
Excellent. So, actually, you know what? We're going to take it over to Salo Davis because I got one question for you. I want to touch base on what everybody's doing. You guys want to talk about that? That's it for the studios, right?
Let's hear from Salo.
Salo.
Hi, guys.
What's up with the rush? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what is it about? And who takes advantage of those resources? These guys are spreading resources. We love it.
Yeah, so The Rush is a clean and sober place for musicians in recovery to play. It happens once a month at the Vancouver Recovery Club, which is at 2775 Sophia. We're going to be doing another one on April 24th. The musicians who come out are just really talented, gifted musicians, guitarists, like hip-hop artists, all different styles, all different ways of expressing and that kind of thing. So it usually starts at 9 p.m. And it's
Sophia and what?
At the door. So Sophia and 12th in Vancouver.
So Is it basically it's between Main and Kingsway, is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's a very short distance between Main and Kingsway and 12, so it's not too hard to find.
Not at all.
You don't need a phone book or to look this up or call ahead. Just drop in.
That's right. Just come by. It's at the Vancouver Recovery Club. It's a pretty big landmark. There's a Salvation Army there on the corner, so you can't lose your way.
Upstairs in the Sally Ann, man.
All right, man. So, yeah, I mean, come down. There's just some really talented people in this city who've made a huge change in their life, and that show is to just celebrate that and show that people can recover from whatever ails in their life and still be able to express themselves in the really beautiful ways like we've heard tonight from all these musicians here beside me. So,
well, I think it's really important for musicians And because the musical industry is built around alcohol, and it's a real shame that that is, but the money comes from the alcohol sales in a lot of these things, which brings the musicians in a very weak position because they're constantly being bombarded with debauchery. So
that's right. That's right.
A safe place is a place that you won't be offered things, but, you know, you still have to keep your... There's always these guys who like to go there for a new connection. So be careful, but... Please do check out the Rush. The Rush.
At 2775 Sophia at the Vancouver Recovery Club, 9 p.m., April 24th.
Beautiful. So do you want to play us another song?
I would love to.
I would love to.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me here. And it's been so amazing listening to the other artists and being a part of this whole show. It's just great.
Yes. And thanks to David Axelrod, who has been just...
Yes, David.
Beautiful with the background lead guitar has been him all along.
Yeah.
So if anybody, what's that guy that's on the late night show, the piano player with the big glasses? That's just terrible. David Letterman's sidekick. Anyway, this is great to have somebody, you know, just playing the music and...
I do want to say someone was talking about their parents earlier, and I got a text from my mom, and she just said, "I heard you." So, hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi.
Yes, right, please, on. Everybody say hi to my mom. Hi, Mom.
You know what I like is that we really try on the Medicine Show to broadcast wholesome energy, and we really like it when people's mothers and families are supporting their family, so... Keep it up.
I just want to chime in that, like, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's like, you know, there's nine people in the studio right now, and I'd say of our friend base, there's probably about maybe 1-2% of our friends are listening, and I guarantee you that 50-75% of our parents are glued to the dial right now. Yeah.
Support. What's the name of the song you're going to do, Solo?
All right, so this next song is called Crazy. It's another...
I'm just crazy about that.
It's a fun song, so you can clap and get all crazy with it, and that's the point. And this is off my new EP, Fracture. And Tegan, once again, is going to join me here on the guitar. It's beautiful, and anybody who wants to play along, sing along, clap along, just do so, please.
Yay!
Let's do it.
Crazy town.
Crazy. Woo.
Well, tonight it's just you and me, yeah. We're just young and crazy. Need the crowd to feel free, yeah. We're just young and crazy. Come down to the party and join us now. Be one with the people. Jump up in the crowd. Jump up in the crowd. Jump up in the crowd. Just you and me tonight. We're young and crazy. Down with the party line. Be young and crazy, just you and me tonight. We're young and crazy, down with the party line. And be young and crazy. Woo!
Go, Tegan.
In the dark, it's hard to see, yeah. We're still young and crazy, but you still find your way to me. We'll be young and crazy. Come down to the party and join us now. Be one with the people. Jump up in the crowd. Jump up in the crowd. Jump up in the crowd. Just you and me. We're young and crazy, down with the party line. Woo! Young and crazy, just you and me tonight. We're young and crazy, down with the party line. We're young and crazy,
freeze this time. Tonight, just you and me, just you and me, just you and me.
That's Max Boyle on the kazoo.
That was a definite high.
Well, man,
with Saulo Davis. And
you
always Somerset,
need more kazoo.
James on the djembe. All right. We will be right back after these slightly important messages. Oh, wait. Hold on. There we go.
Crazy.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?
Countdown for blast-off. X minus 5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1, fire!
Lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, commercial plates, lobby floods, Richmond underwater. No more Discorder.
Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Sausage. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Sausage. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back on the air with Adam Briscoe's mother. You're not on the air. Don't worry. Don't worry. We won't put you live on air.
It's okay.
Okay, so basically, Morgan, Adam's mother says your voice is sounding great on air. She says hello to everybody. Did you have a requested song you'd like to hear Adam sing?
Thanks, Sheila.
Something nice. She says you know what songs that she likes. Can you play her one of her favorites?
Oh, man.
Hey, Sheila, thank you so much for calling in. We'll let you go right away. Supportive parents is very wholesome, and we love it. Thanks a lot. I'll say hi to them all for you. Bye-bye.
I know she likes that one.
Do you see? Holes. Do you see? You were right. You know? More, Max... Max, oh. Max so Boyle just played Something Nice.
I literally just played the song Something Nice, so
yeah,
I enjoyed it. So I don't have to do anything.
And actually, Sheila, his mother was just saying that all of you are doing really well. She really loves it. Max was just saying that most of the support is coming from the parents. Bless the parents. Thanks for the support. This is Adam Briscoe.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah. Have you heard of him? He's one of my favorites.
Have you ever heard him on the show?
She's sick of me.
It's adambriscoemusic.com.
I am going to play one, but it's a cover that she loves that I do.
Cover. This man writes some of the greatest music on the planet, by the way, but check out his covers.
YouTube.
Okay, I like his voice.
Is the content warnings up, right? I can swear.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do a content warning real quick. Anybody who's offended by harsh languages or offensive language, better just turn off their radio. The bleep right this second.
Sweet.
Thanks. Bye.
This one's called Holes by Passenger. I think. Wait. 5, 6. Okay.
Everything he owned. He lay asleep for 6 or 8 weeks. Never gonna ask his mother to choose. When he woke up with nothing, he said, I'll tell you something. When you got nothing to lose. Now I got a hole in my pocket, a hole in my shirt, a whole lot of trouble, he said. But now the money is gone, life carries on, and I miss it like a hole in the head. Ho, ho, ho. Oh yeah, content warning stuff. I know a woman with kids around her ankles and a baby on her lap. She said one day her husband went to get a paper and their motherfucker never came back. More kids to pay and four kids to raise, keeping the wolf from the door. She said the wolf's just a puppy and the door's double locked. So why you gotta worry me for? Now he left a hole in my heart, a hole in a promise, a hole on the side of my bed. Well, now that he's gone, all the life carries on. I miss him like a hole in the head. Well, sometimes you can't win, you can lose. And sometimes it seems you gain, less than you lose. Well, we got holes in our hearts. See, we got holes in our lives. Well, we got holes. We got holes, but we carry on. Say we got holes in our hearts. Oh, we got holes in our lives. Well, we got holes. We got holes, but we carry on. Say we got holes in our hearts. We got holes in our lives. Well, we got holes. We got holes, but we carry on now. I say we got holes in our hearts. We got holes in our lives. Well, we got holes. We got holes, but we carry on.
Love you, Mom.
Ah, there's our superstar.
That was awesome. Thank you.
we at the Medicine Show consider Adam, like, you know, everybody's a family, and he's definitely adopted.
That's what my parents tell me.
Aww. Yeah. No. We don't laugh at that. Give the man his guitar. Max, awesome. How you doing, Max?
No, for the kazoo feature.
I'm just, at this point, I'm on soundscaping, sound effects.
That's good to hear. Supportive sounds. You guys want to do another song before we take a break?
Sure, I'll do one more, yeah.
Okay, so we're back to Beaufort and Somerset. You guys got any shout-outs to your parents or your or people down at the marina, perhaps? The Gulf Islands? Which Gulf Island did you guys visit while you were doing your touring around?
I think we hit almost everyone.
Okay, and five so months. And so there's not a particular favorite, but have you been over to Pender and like...
Prevost is probably a favorite.
Prevost is nice.
Oh, and that's the one with no cars. Yeah. And right in the middle between Salt Spring, Pender, Maine, Galliano. Right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
Damn. Did they actually have any roads on that island?
I think just paths.
Paths. That's really interesting. Yeah, so as the BC ferries wander from Vancouver to Victoria, they go through active pass between Galliano and Maine. Then they'll go along with Prevost Island, right in the middle between Pender and everything. So, right on. So what's the song you guys are going to do?
This is a song called Varanasi, which is a city in India. Oh, so we'll go out and shoot this one out to Jake's new wife, who's over in India there.
We got married in January.
Varanasi.
Yeah.
Varanasi. Congratulations. Love is the most important thing and the most powerful energy in the universe.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's hear it.
Do you remember the night we drank and we swine over burning bodies? Shared us a secret in the smoke that survives our weakness. Now how could we leave this? But then I awake, though I have not slept, to the sweet scent of cigarettes on the morning that you left. Take me, please, to Varanasi. Light me on the gas to set my spirit free. Sweep my body down the hallowed Ganges. Let them bathe. Because I will cross my country just to find thee. Est-ce que c'est que je ne parle encore les langues que tu sais? Peut-être c'est quelque chose que j'aimerais ne pas le sauver. Guess I must pack my disappointment down in that hollow with all of my regret. Cause that last evening we were happy, the evening that I left. To Montreal or to Hong Kong, I'd go and cross this great wide ocean just to sing your song. Because I remember the night that we drank and we sang in the smoke from there. Burning bodies, and I will never forget. Now the taste of your sweat on that rooftop.
there by the holy hallowed Ganges.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. And so did you guys find any coincidence on Salt Spring and the Ganges River? You know, we used to do a whole comedy routine about this, but so you guys, you know Ganges well then, right?
Salt Spring, of course.
Salt Spring Island. Shout out to everybody on Salt Spring, Cushion Lake, Blackburn Lake, St. Mary's, Central, Ganges, Fulford. How about Beaver Point Hall and all the gigs and what we used to call boogies. Anyway, this is Jason Lawrence and Morgan Berna, the lovely Morgan Berna, who's saying her last in-studio performance for, or appearance for the first time, I mean, for the last time in a little while, right?
For a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm actually moving over to the island, back to Victoria where I grew up, but I may be calling in and giving some updates with Geyser and whatnot, and possibly stopping by now and then.
Well, I'm so glad that that you're here for your last appearance before you go, and I want to thank everybody on the show, Adam Briscoe with his lovely Morgan Bird, doing Twitter for us all this time has been most appreciated.
Thank you everybody who's been listening.
So, tonight we have had Beaufort and Somerset. Their names are James and Thomas Keeks, Max Boyle, Tegan Kelk, Solo Davis and David Axelrod. And so I got Tegan Kelk, yes. Okay, so I just wanted to thank everybody for coming on the show. You know, Kelly Rayburn has been with us this whole time, but he's over in the other room so far away. Hey, Kelly.
Kelly!
He's coming up with the late night show coming up right next. So thanks everybody.
We got a special phone guest. We got a special phone guest later on tonight. You're gonna love it.
Love it.
Is it you?
Love
it.
Is it you?
Okay.
No, somebody else.
Like to thank everybody. This has been the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're gonna leave you with the third Exodus Assembly again, with Stone by Stone. Give it up for the third Exodus Assembly. Thanks, everybody, and thanks to Creator. Bye-bye.
Times this old sinful flesh, our worst enemy, who always tries to get in the way when God wants to do something special for us. Jerusalem, we know, types the soul. It is the soul that God contacts. It is the city that God chose to dwell and identify himself in. And though she's been mocked, scarred, laughed at, trodden down, and buried under heaps of rubbish, yet Boaz chose her, and he loved her, and we know that Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, stone by stone by stone, Jerusalem shall rise and never, ever fall again. Be built in perilous times. This is the age.
Lousy smarts weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, commercial plates, lack of floods, Richmond underwater. There's no more Discorder ever. 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 Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store. For articles on Sumac, Snit, Saradavachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
You are listening to Tim.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions. I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it.